Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at Toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey guys, welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I'm your host, Susie Hunter. I am joined by Yaya. Yaya, Yaya, Yaya. Is there a bird in here?
Go it bird. Almost feels like there is every time you announce me, honestly.
It's giving birds. We'll talk about Jake Bird in a little bit. We're definitely going to talk about the Rockies bullpen in this show because the bullpen's pretty good right now. And so is the offense. All right, so things are clicking right now. What realistically are we going to see carry over into the regular season? That is something we're going to talk about. Listen, it is Wednesday, March 13th. We are 15 days away from opening day on the road in Arizona. I think we're going to be there. 23 days until the home opener at Coors. I think all of you should be at Ice House because that... The details on that are being finalized right now as we live and breathe and record this podcast. Pretty exciting stuff. And we got to recap the best moments from Monday and Tuesday's games because we're really seeing some things come together for this team. And we'll get into some baseball headlines, including why... this is interesting. Why the Yankees ace getting an MRI is not the most upsetting story to come out of Yankees camp. Do you know about? Do you know about Aroldis Chapman right now?
I'm utterly confused.
Oh, you're gonna hate what you hear. You're gonna hate it so much. If you can, you know what? Google it while I'm running my mouth over here, and you're gonna freaking hate it. So yeah, that's a warning right there. If you hate disturbing stories, you're going to hate this. All right, let's reel it back in. We're going to talk about Tuesday's 4-2 win over the Royals. That's the Rockies' third straight win, by the way. That gets their record to 11-6-1. Second best in the Cactus League, by the way, just behind the Dodgers. We're two games back from the Dodgers.
Are we every year?
I mean, it is spring training, though, so, like, it doesn't count, but, like, you know, we're right there with them. So who's going to go one way? Who's going to go the other way? Who's to say?
It feels like this is such a Rockies thing that every year they're... They're that close. They got it, guys.
Every year. We're just so close. Right there in it. No, we'll talk about... We'll compare those two teams in a bit, but we got to talk about Cal Quantrill. He finally got that start. This is only his second spring training start because the last time he was scheduled to start, also against the Royals, that game got rained out. It was so miserable and cold. That was last Thursday, I believe. But yeah, he got a second start of the spring. He allowed 2 runs on 7 hits, 1 walk, no strikeouts, over 4 innings. But he's been putting in that work on the field, off the field. But he tells us that really nothing compares to getting into the live action of a game. But here's what Cal Quantrill had to say about that Tuesday start versus Kansas City.
Unfortunately, we got rained out last one, so it felt like it'd been a while. just trying to get used to batters in the box again. I did feel smooth. I felt clean. I need to be a little finer, especially early in counts. You know, another team that was super aggressive today, and just need to be careful. I'm not throwing too many of those OO pitches, catching too much plate, but you know, overall I felt pretty good. Nothing's the same as facing guys who are trying to smash you. But, you know, I got my work in. Right now it's about building up the stamina. Got to get to 100 pitches here. I feel like we made a good step, you know, that last one and today. You know, it's just continuing to refine the stuff and throw some of those secondary pitches with a little more authority than I have so far.
All right, yeah, those 4 innings of work and then the 5 innings that followed, scoreless. The bullpen was scoreless, and they've been doing that a lot lately. But yeah, this is the second game in a row that the Rockies bullpen didn't allow a single run. Evan Justice, John Curtis, Tyler Kinley, Justin Lawrence, and Jeff Hartlieb, all of them tossed scoreless innings. We're continuing to see such great things from our closer candidates, Tyler Kinley and Justin Lawrence. But here's what Buddy had to say about what he is seeing from those two guys as of late.
You know, obviously Kinley is, you know, a guy that we count on a lot as far as, you know, sort of mentoring the younger guys. He's a little bit older. He's been through the grind of a major league season. So we're, you know, we're going to lean on Kinley a lot, but he's throwing the ball well too. And he's poised, right? His heartbeat's in the right spot. And Lawrence, again, another year of spring training with us last year, you know, making it through the whole year. I think he's ready now to solidify himself as a bona fide major league reliever for years to come. He's throwing the ball well. Fastball has life and velocity. Breaking ball's solid. So, you know, those two guys have to be an integral part of our bullpen as far as performance goes.
Hey, if Buddy likes it, I like it. That's all good news. So he also, yeah, first of all, also Evan Justice and Tyler Kinley, those two have not allowed a single run this spring so far. On the topic of Evan Justice, Buddy said that he really likes his stuff, but recognizes that Justice needs to be a little closer to the strike zone, or just in the strike zone a little more. He did not like that walk in the 5th inning that Justice allowed, but he does like his aggression. He likes that he's around the strike zone adjacent. What does it mean? Nothing means anything. Spring training means nothing and everything all at the same time. But yeah, he likes that he's around the strike zone, but he just needs to kind of tighten it up. He describes Justice's delivery as funky and deceptive, but he said he's got a real chance. We'll see how it all pans out. There we go. Some other notes. Brendan Rodgers went 2-for-3 with a double. His spring training batting average right now, .385. Brenton Doyle, his average is .370. He went 1-for-3 on Tuesday. And then non-roster invite Bradley Zimmer is continuing to wow us. He recorded a hit and is only AB off the bench. He's hitting .429 right now. Bradley Zimmer, welcome to the Colorado Rockies. Coco Montez, too, gave the Rockies that 4-2 lead with that 2-run homer in the bottom of the 2nd inning. If you didn't watch anything after the 2nd inning, by the way, you did not miss any runs because they all happened right there. But Coco Montez got the Rockies that lead, and they kept that lead for the rest of the game. But here's what Buddy had to say about Coco and about, of course, the rest of the defense and the fielders and what we're just seeing from our position players. Because, you know, spoiler alert, Buddy likes what he sees.
That ball was struck, and, you know, their pitcher has a good arm. I mean, that's legit stuff from the left side, and Coco barreled it. I thought we had some good at-bats. We hit the ball pretty good today. I thought Tover had some good swings. You know, all in all, it was a, you know, well-played game, good defense for us. Doyle made a, you know, another acrobatic catch, which was awesome. Kaiser there in the 9th off the bench made a big play for us. So, you know, we're playing good all-around baseball. But, again, I think the guys that we're looking forward to playing well are getting there. So it's a good thing.
That's all a good sign. Let's get into a couple of spring training numbers because we love numbers. All of us baseball people. The Rockies, I mentioned, have the 2nd best record in the Cactus League. They also have, at 281, they have the second best batting average in all of baseball right now. The only team with a better record right now in the Cactus League are the Dodgers. They're 13-4. They've only lost 4 spring training games. Must be fun. Must be nice. The Royals are right behind the Rockies in terms of the standings at 11-7, which is funny because the Royals were one of only 2 teams who performed worse than the Rockies last season. Everyone's trying to get it together. But the Rockies right now in spring training, a run differential of plus 19. Versus, of course, I want to compare the Dodgers, who are just 2 games up from the Rockies, have a run differential of differential plus 53. How do they have the time to do so much hitting? It's disgusting. But I'll take the little win there. The Rockies did finish last season with a run differential of more than negative 200. So I will take a plus 19 in spring training all freaking day. All freaking day. I'll drink a Breck Brew all freaking day, by the way. They are our OG craft beer sponsor. They have been with us since day one. And not a day goes by where I don't want to pop down to the bar, grab myself a little brew. They're the official craft beer of DNVR. They've got the perfect brew for any occasion. Avalanche Amber Ale, the Mile High City Golden Ale, the Broncos Country Pale Ale. Let's chug, because things are kind of disastrous right now. The Fun Slinger, the Good Company Hard Seltzer, of course, one of my favorites. But whichever one you're looking for, head to breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. Why is everyone in Vegas right now?
A Pac-12 tournament and the Mountain West tournament.
Oh, fun. Yeah, I saw Alyssa posting from Circa. I was like, oh my gosh, she's back. She lives there.
Most of us do at this.
Do y'all get mail there?
No, but I did put my license to that address.
It's your legal address. We love Circa Sportsbook. It is somehow Vegas's first ever adult-only casino resort, so you're not going to have to worry about taking your ID out and like potentially losing it. That's a Sue's move right there. I think it's anyone's move if you've had a couple of bevies, that's for sure. But they've got a big casino. They've got the world's largest sports book. They've got Stadium Swim, that big, huge 143-foot LED screen with all the pools around it that I know you've seen on social media. That is Circa. And if you want to stay there, they've got more than 500 rooms. They've got, you know, art from local Vegas artists. That's so fun. And whatever you're heading out to Vegas for, consider staying at Circa Sportsbook because it's definitely a good time. You can book your stay with code DNVR20 for 20% off. And until your next Vegas trip, download the Circa Sportsbook app. It is available in Colorado. And you better be in Colorado if you're using it. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. You must be 21 or older, all rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. If you have a gambling problem, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit problemgamblingcolorado.org. All right, so let's talk about Monday's spring training game. That was against the White Sox, a 7-2 win against the White Sox. Against the White Sox? Maybe I can't talk. Is Mercury in retrograde?
Mercury might be in retrograde, honestly. The way I feel, the way the snowstorm is coming, it might be the universe against us.
I think, okay, here's the thing. Like, I know we're all hurting so much because also, like, we're all up an hour early this whole week because of daylight savings. Must be nice to be in Arizona. But we're getting through. We're being so brave and so strong right now.
I mean, I'm just so glad we saved so much daylight. You know what I mean? I'm glad.
I've been campaigning so hard. I'm like, we need to really save our daylight. It's out there dying. yeah, I'm dying a little inside with all the snow coming tomorrow. But that's, I'm going to be okay. I'm going to be okay because the Rockies have won their past 2 spring training games in a row. And of course, on Monday, we got 4 beautiful innings out of Kyle Freeland. So, of course, you know, he's got a plan that he goes in and executes every single day. Here's what Kyle Freeland himself had to say about how that plan panned out in Monday's game.
Plan once again was first inning fastball changeup. Get that really locked in, add the slider in the second inning, and then full arsenal, 3 and 4. Worked well. One mistake, curveball to DeYoung, just didn't get it to the bottom of the zone or below. And then, you know, they kind of smelled a little bit of blood in the water after that, and we're kind of jumping early, trying to get hits, and that's what they were doing. They weren't letting me get deep into counts and, you know, being able to use my entire arsenal against them. Felt great in the fourth inning, felt strong, with good stamina going. Wasn't tired, nothing like that, so yeah, stamina was right there. Every changeup I threw was right on point, except one in the fourth inning, where it just cut on me. That was a ball that was hit down the left field corner. Just poor execution, poor spin off the hand, stuff like that. But obviously something that is gonna happen every once in a while. You're gonna, you know, catch a seam wrong or not get the release point correct. But other than that, changeup was great today.
All right, so Kyle Freeland struck out 5 through those 4 innings. He allowed 2 runs on 6 hits, no walks. Probably Buddy's favorite part. He's got a 3.00 ERA through those 3 Cactus League starts we've seen. He's up to 9 innings. He's done a whole game's worth of pitching at this point. 3 earned runs, 11 strikeouts through those 3 starts. But here is what Buddy had to say about the stuff right after the game.
5 no-hit innings, good stuff, all those guys, right? Caracity's got stuff. Vodnik, I thought Vodnik bounced back after a couple tough outings. He threw the ball well. You know, Riley came back after a leadoff walk. Anthony Molina threw the ball well. Jake Bird, outstanding. So, good work by the bullpen.
All right, and let's move on to the bullpen, because they, of course, were scoreless after Kyle Freeland exited the game. So, yeah, we saw Caracity, Vodnik, Bird, Pint, and Molina, all of them together, 5 scoreless innings. Let's hear from Buddy again what he thought about the bullpen. Oh, that's okay. Well, you know what? You'll just have to imagine. You'll just have to imagine what he said. But yeah, Matt Caracetti, Victor Vodnik, Jake Bird, Riley Pint, Anthony Molina, all tossed 5 scoreless innings together. And fun fact, Matt Caracetti and Riley Pint, they have also yet to allow a single run this spring. I think that's a great start. Michael Tolia also off to a great start, especially Monday, a 2-run homer in the first and then an RBI single in the fourth. He's really been cooking. But here's what he had to say on his approach to home runs and what he saw on that first inning one in Monday's game.
Curveball, 2 strikes. I was honestly not trying to do too much with it because I'd swung through a couple good pitches to hit, and that one was up and in and just put a good swing on it. I think all my homers have been with 2 strikes this spring, so I think there's something to say in bringing down the effort level and not trying to do too much. Like, your body will still react to a good pitch to hit, so I think I'm going to try to roll with that and implement it earlier in the count. You can't be chasing homers and just kind of let the built-in leverage do the work. Everyone comes into spring with, you know, something that they worked on to try to get better, and there's always that thought of, did it work? Did I work on the right thing? And so I feel like I have that confidence and reassurance that what I did this offseason was the right thing to work on.
Oh yeah, Michael Tolia, by the way, not the only home run in the first inning, because Tolia and Sean Bouchard hit back-to-back homers to start this game off. Of course, we love to see this from Sean Bouchard. He missed so much of last season with that torn bicep, but Buddy said Bouchard is really getting into the swing of things. I'm sure no pun was intended, but that was Sean Bouchard's first home run of the spring. Congratulations. Offense, all over, really good on Monday, too. Bradley Zimmer continues to be so productive, along with Sam Hilliard. Sam Hilliard got his first multi-hit game of the spring. He went 2-for-4 with a double. Bradley Zimmer picked up his 3rd multi-hit game of the spring. And I should remind you, he is hitting .429 in the Cactus League. But here is what Buddy had to say. We love talking to Buddy. We're just so obsessed with him. Here's what Buddy had to say after that game about what he has seen from those guys in particular and the rest of the offense.
A little bit more aggressive, I think, overall, ready to hit from pitch 1, which I think Michael realizes he has to do against big league pitching. It's tough to give strikes to big leaguers. And I think, you know, from the onset of the AB, he's looking to hit. And he's firing on pitches that are hittable. So that was good. He got a home run on a breaking ball that was up. You know, another good swing that they tracked down. You know, good job with Mac at third, infield in, line drive the other way. I mean, a lot of good things from Michael. It's good.
So fun. We love when the boys are hitting. Blake Stu Palmer's 2.0, maybe. Let's talk about some of the comments, because I do see y'all in there. Panda, thank you for the respect. I salute you back for watching. Girth Brooks. Oh, what does it mean? He really hopes that they can keep this going through April and May. Yeah, we would all love some good games to go to. James in the chat, Susie's favorite part of the Buddy video was Taylor Swift playing in the background. Yeah, that's why we play so many videos. I don't know. And Will Carpenter, it's gonna snow. Yeah, it is. And I'm a little traumatized about it already, even though it hasn't happened. What has happened? Let's talk about Ryan McMahon. He had two hits on Monday. He went 2 for 3 with 2 runs scored. He hit a triple. No one hits triples. Amazing. But yeah, he's a slash in 385, 448, 577 through 10 spring training games. Personally, I'm super curious to see what this offense is going to look like over the course of this season, because, of course, last season we had a brand new hitting coach, Hensley Mullins, a.k.a. Bam Bam. A great name, the perfect name you want in your hitting coach, by the way. But, yeah, the guys really were not hitting the way I think we would hope, especially at Coors Field. But, you know, maybe it's some growing pains. Maybe it's, you know, he's working with a lot of really young players. So maybe we can hope that it's all ironed out heading into this next season. Whatever we can do to, you know, keep up with the Dodgers. I don't know. all right, let's talk about Alan Trejo, too. Alan Trejo drew 2 walks and stole a base on Monday. He is batting .304 with 1 home run and 5 RBI this spring. And I think he attributes a lot of it to spending some time in Mexico, playing in the Mexican Winter League. But here's what he told us about what he was able to work on down in Mexico.
You know, I went down there, I wanted to get some at-bats, I wanted to learn, I wanted to definitely, you know, be around my Mexican teammates. But most of all, I wanted to get just more experience in the box, you know, facing different pitchers that I've never faced before. The style of baseball was much different. Yeah. Just learning how to you know, get through another season and playing for the first time in winter ball was definitely exciting.
All right. The goal, of course, hoping this all comes together in a really big way for Trejo, so he can build on what he was able to do last season. And then looking forward, this is what he sees as his role heading into 2024.
You know, my role on this team is I have to be a defensive guy first, a team guy first. And I think I have to be able to play all 4 positions in the infield and do it well, do that at a big league level consistently every night that I'm in there. And I think that if I continue to do that, I'll be okay. I felt like I came in and did my job defensively for the most part. Obviously, I had a couple games where, you know, things could have been different, but I filled my role pretty well, playing third, short, and second throughout the whole year. I think that I should definitely continue to do that this year. If anything, I've improved that. So that's where I'm at with it.
All right, Alan Trejo, excited to see you in the mix. Some Rockies transactions, a bunch of reassignments happened on Tuesday. So they optioned Julio Carreras, Hunter Goodman, and pitchers Gavin Hallowell and Riley Pint. They've been optioned to AAA Albuquerque, and then catcher Braxton Fulford and outfielder Jordan Beck reassigned to minor league camp. We'll still see them in big kid camp, but in the camp for big kids. But we'll see a little less of them. They have to get their stuff in, and the major leaguers are just going to block them from doing that. So let's send them down to the kids' table. So, yeah, the Rockies now have 42 active players remaining at Major League Spring Training Camp. 12 of those are non-roster players. One of those, that does not include Senza, who's on the 60-day IL. The Rockies have a full 40-man. Yeah. All right. I'm Not full, but I'm filling up. Not just my gas. I'm literally, we're going to talk about Circle K. I'm literally eating Circle K almonds right now. For all my last minute kings and queens who run to get gas when they're on empty and then run into the store to grab a snack because you didn't eat enough. That's me. And Circle K makes my life a whole lot easier. And, you know what else makes saving easier at Circle K? Joining the inner circle. It is free to join. You can use the QR code right here on your screen if you're watching us on YouTube, or check that link in the description. When you join the inner circle, all you need is an email and a phone number. And then after that, that's all you need to get those deals, because your first five fill-ups of gas, you're going to get 25 cents off a gallon. Such a good deal. And you're going to save on Polar Pops. You're going to save on things from the Roller Grill or their pizzas. Again, my last minute kings and queens, this is for you. But yeah, you can also, this is totally separate from the inner circle, by the way. You can text Colorado's Circle K's. You can text them at 31310. Send them the letters DNVR, but you can get a free Polar Pop of any size, because sodas are fun. But yeah, periodic reoccurring messages per month. Message and data rates may apply. Terms and conditions can be viewed at CircleK.com. Sign up with the QR code on the screen or visit CircleK.com/inner-circle for more info on that. And guys, I got to shout out the DNVR locker, because y'all know we got the best merch in the game. I'll just leave it at this. I got a preview of the new Rockies shirts coming for this season. Shirts, that's right, more than one. I'm stoked. I am stoked. Do you have any of our Rocky shirts, Yaya?
I think I have the two bags that we came out with a long time ago.
Very controversial.
I also have the Purple Rain, completely customized by somebody that made it for us. So,
ooh. I have the Purple Rain shirt, and I had Lindsay do the cutting up of it. So it's got like the open back. Like, no one's better at cutting a t-shirt than Lindsay.
Mine has bleach tie-dye on it.
Oh, damn. Yeah, I like that.
I got completely hooked up. Like, did it for free, bought my shirt, everything.
Dang, that's good. I'm a little jealous.
Shout out, Danny.
Yo. Okay. Shout out to the Spring Breakout series. Yeah, that starts tomorrow. The Rockies don't play. The Rockies prospects don't play in their spring breakout game until Saturday. But just the other day, the Rockies have been bestowed such an honor. No, they have been ranked the 10th best breakout roster, according to MLB.com. Of course, they're citing the talent in those top, in those four top 100 prospects. My goodness, could I get a sentence out, please? All right, so there are four top 100 prospects in this spring breakup roster: Adiel Amador, Chase Dolander, Yankeel Fernandez, Jordan Beck. These are guys, of course, that we talk a lot about on the show, but we don't necessarily get to see them all play together. So here's what MLB.com's Sam Dykstra had to say. Colorado's outfield group is the deepest here, headlined by two top 100 talents in Fernandez and Beck, and supplemented with four others from the system's top 10, Sterling Thompson, Zach Veen, Cole Kerrig, and Benny Montgomery. Given his 60-hit tool from both sides of the plate, Amador would highlight any infield group, and 2023 top pick Dolander gives the Rocks a potential stud arm. Don't sleep on Hunter Goodman's power either, with 70 homers combined over his last two minor league seasons. I have a rant in a second, but who is the best spring breakout roster? Apparently the Padres. Although this actually might not be the case anymore, because one of the guys in this spring breakout roster is already heading to Korea in a good way. In a good way. Well, like, oh my gosh, I can't remember now who said it. I don't know if it was the manager or the GM, but the guy I'm talking about is Jackson Merrill, who might be the opening day starting center fielder for the Padres. But opening day for the Padres is on the 22nd. in Korea. So he said, all right, yeah, Jackson Merrill, he's going to be on a plane to Korea. We're like, okay, like with you guys? Or are you saying he's going to join the KBO because you're kicking him the hell out? No, that is not the case. No, he actually is on that opening day roster already. So I don't think we're actually going to get to see Jackson Merrill in the Padres spring breakout game. They play on Friday, by the way. But we will see Ethan Salas, Robbie Snelling, Dylan Lesko, Drew Thorpe. These are all guys that we're probably going to see playing against the Rockies when all our favorite prospects get called up. So just like keep these names in the back of your mind. But yeah, Salas, 17 years old. He's 17 playing in these big league spring training games. He is absolutely incredible. But I'm very much looking forward to watching all of these games. They start tomorrow. So if you've MLB Network, you're sitting inside during the snow day. What else are you watching? Get out of here.
I know about Salas because I've been on Twitter. Dude's all over Twitter.
He is Dude's all over Twitter
right now. That's the only reason I know about him.
Oh my gosh. Not from this show. How dare you? How freaking.
Unfortunately, I heard about him before the show.
Wow. Before my show?
Before your show.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's so crazy. All right. Oh, sorry. I'm just like caught up looking at the comments. I'm trying to like decipher this one that came in. I'm like trying to zoom in on it. I'm like, just, oh my gosh. Okay. Moving on. My goodness. We got to talk about some baseball headlines right now. Are the Red Sox cursed? Honestly, they're cursed more than they're not cursed. They've spent most of their time as a franchise absolutely cursed. But as of late, they keep signing all this top talent. Hello, Trevor Story. And then that top talent becomes injured. Sorry, Trevor Story. So the latest, though, the Red Sox announced that Lucas Giolito on Tuesday underwent a repair to his right UCL. So it's a ligament repair with an internal brace. And they say the surgery was successful, but I'm like, wow, they keep getting these guys. And the second they're Red Sox, all of a sudden they are plagued with injuries. I'm wishing everyone well. I really am.
It honestly doesn't sound like it's his.
You know, Trevor Story deserves to be relevant. And it bums me out that he doesn't get to play. We have hardly gotten to see him. All right, on the other side of that rivalry, Gerrit Cole, the Yankees ace, underwent an MRI yesterday, so no idea what's going on with his arm. Obviously, Yankees fans are having a meltdown. It's almost my entire Twitter feed because that's not even the worst news out of Yankees camp today. Did you end up looking this up? What Aroldis Chapman is up to?
Kind of. I didn't look all the way through, but I wanted to hear from a news person, somebody that knows what's going on.
All right. So apparently this was on his Instagram story. And as of earlier this morning, it was still up there. Aroldis Chapman posted a video of himself on Instagram groping and like kissing what looks like his mother's breasts. He's with an older woman that is believed to be his mother, and he is grabbing her breasts and he is kissing them and she's like smacking him away. So like, to be extremely clear, I refuse to watch this video. I don't even know. Aroldis Chapman, I feel like he has had some troubles legally with he was in an alleged domestic violence incident like all the way back in 2015. I just feel like just stop posting.
At some point you gotta get a like understand that there's not what people want to see, you know what I mean?
Like, I don't know who he thought wanted to see that. What was the point of sharing that?
Family memories maybe later on. I don't know.
It actually like really ruined my breakfast. Like I'm like, no. This I was nauseous this morning. So yeah, I love that. Why is this what I'm ending the show on? What is wrong with me? A lot of things are wrong with me. That is true. I'm sorry for traumatizing everyone. I hope we can still be friends after this. I believe the Rockies play today. Let's double check. I don't know what the weather is down there. Oh, it's Rockies D-backs. So they're going to stay put right here in Salt River Fields. But yeah, fun stuff. Fun stuff. That game will be at 2:10 Mountain Daylight Time, 1:10 Mountain Standard Time. Oh, I didn't go on my rant. I'm going to go on my rant. I had a rant. It's about the spring breakout game. So I was looking up the times because I want to know when the Rockies are playing, of course. And MLB.com has the game listed as 4:10 Mountain Time. Here's the problem with that. Is it Mountain Daylight Time or is it Mountain Standard Time? Is it Mountain Daylight Time as in local to my computer? Because usually a lot of things on MLB.com adjust to my local time. Or is it 4:10 Mountain Standard Time, local Arizona time? Why can't we just add that extra letter in so I know what freaking time zone it is? MLB.com has no idea how time zones work, basically. To be extremely clear, the game is at 4:10 Mountain Standard Time. So that is 5:10 our time here in Denver, 7 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. I hate it here. I hate it.
We have just such a big country that we need a better system.
Oh my gosh, some guy, this like English dude posted on Instagram, just also this is on the topic of like how big America is. But he was like, oh, Europeans like love making fun of Americans for not being well traveled. And he's like, no, I got to America and realized like you can be well traveled and like literally never leave the country. There is so much happening here. And I totally agree because I almost never leave the country, but I will road trip every centimeter of the United States.
I have road tripped a lot of those centimeters.
Almost all of it. I'm like 5 states away from getting all 50. Can you believe also 2 of the 5 states that I haven't visited border the state I literally live in right now?
Wyoming and Nebraska?
No, I've been to both of them. I drove through Wyoming to get to Seattle, but I spent a good chunk of time there. Stayed overnight in Nebraska, in Lincoln.
Oklahoma and Utah.
Correct. Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Yeah, those are the 2 states that I have not been to.
That's insane.
It is insane. Although, like, I don't really know what I would go to Oklahoma for unless I went to, like,
there's nothing to do in either one.
A Tulsa Drillers game? Like, I don't know. Who knows? All right, but it is time to definitely wrap this show up. Yeah, where can we follow you on social media?
DNVR_Rapids is always my way to go. You guys know that. You guys want to follow anything, it's always there.
And the Rapids are going to be good.
They've won a game, so it's not as bad.
I'm so sorry. I actually like did not realize the season already started.
They're 3 games in, for those that are wondering.
Shit. Sorry, I've been out of town a lot these past couple of weeks, so I apologize to you and all of the soccer fans out there. It's the only apology you'll ever get from me. Oh my gosh, hold on. We do have a couple of comments that I want to mention. James says, I wish I hadn't looked it up. We're never going to speak about this again. Never. I'll never acknowledge this again after this show. Will in the chat, or hear me out, just get rid of daylight savings time altogether. No, because then like little kids are going to be going to school at like 9 in the morning and the sun's not even going to be up yet in the winter. Like, we can't have that. That's not safe.
I'm with Will on this one. There's no need for it.
I think there is. I think we need it more here than Arizona does because they're, you know, closer to the equator. But like by enough where it's not a problem. I don't know. I'm fine with keeping it, even though this week I'm literally suffering so much. You know what? I'm just like an old lady now and I hate change.
I can tell.
I don't know. I do know you can follow me at TheSusieHunter on all platforms, and you can keep up with all of the latest Rockies news at DNVR_Rockies. I'll keep y'all posted on the game today. down in Arizona because we love keeping track of the boys, you know, trying to keep up. Before we say goodbye, you know what I love to say about a show like this?
What do you like to say, Sue?
I say, that's baseball. That is the show. We will be back right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel at 4:30 on Friday. Check your local listings. All right. Bye, guys. Talk to you Friday.